You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
I know people are running around doing their last-minute Mother's Day shopping, and I just want to tell them all, don't stress. Voyage AC has the most beautiful, elegant gifts imaginable.
Not that I was one of them, but is there anything in particular you'd like for Mother's Day?
Oh, honey, you're getting me a Mother's Day present?
Maybe.
You're the absolute best. And yes, I swoon for anything jasmine cocoa, candles, diffusers, or perfume. Voyage AC is your destination for the perfect Mother's Day gift. Gorgeous candles and so many other gifts like beachwear, diffusers, glamorous masks, face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VOYAGEETCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
Yep. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
And this episode is sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hey, I know we were just talking about Mother's Day. And for the mom in your life that needs to go from loungy to active to out for the evening, you need to check out Cute Booty Lounge.
So if someone, I'm not saying who, were to get something for you there, what would you suggest?
Is this the same someone that was getting me something earlier?
No, not at all.
If you were to get me anything from Cute Booty Lounge, I would be beyond thrilled to get the elevated booty leggings. They really shape your booty and hold everything in place while still being the most comfortable, well-fitting leggings I've ever owned. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women for women. The company is female and minority owned, and they have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There's a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
And make it even sweeter, head over to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
That is sweet.
Yep, head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I am Laura Cathcart Robbins. And this is our first On My Nightstand for the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. So we're going to be featuring pieces that highlight mental health and all month on My Nightstand. And the first piece, I'm so pleased, is from Lisa Jacob,
who was one of my first writing teachers. I actually took her class. I think I took it three times because I wasn't ready to be done with her teachings. And I'm going to read you a little bit about Lisa. Lisa Jacob is an author, therapeutically focused yoga teacher, mental wellness educator, and retired actor who has more than 40 film and television credits to her name. At age 22, Lisa retired from her 18-year acting career and found a more purposeful path as a writer, teacher, and advocate. Lisa leads yoga classes for the management of anxiety and depression and created a yoga program for combat veterans with post-traumatic stress. Lisa is the author of You Look Like That Girl, A Child Actor Stops Pretending and Finally Grows Up, and Not Just Me, Anxiety, Depression, and Learning to Embrace Your Weird. And so this essay that we're going to read is called Not Just Me by Lisa Jacob. The restaurant had recently opened to much fanfare about the creative use of basil foam, so the place was packed. Ultra-hip Hollywood people milled about, drinking popular drinks and wearing clothes that had catwalked right out of that month's Vogue. There were whittled waistlines and physical alterations not found in nature. So it was a pretty much a regular Saturday night in L.A. Something felt strange as we walked into the restaurant, something dark and foreboding that I felt deep in my soul. I hadn't wanted to leave my house, but I couldn't bail on what promised to be a fun evening with a good friend. I should have been okay. So I went. As Ben and I walked in, the walls started rippling like waves. I realized that this was not an interior design choice. Shit. Not again. This had been happening more and more frequently. I knew what was coming, and it was not going to be pretty. I was 19 and at the height of my acting career. I was supposed to be going to places like this. Places like this were, in fact, designed specifically for people like me. Or rather, the person everyone thought I was. I'd been working in the film industry since I was 4 years old and had been in a couple of movies that broke box office records, as well as several dozen more that absolutely did not. I bought a house when I was 15. I had a mortgage before I had a driver's license. I was recognized at coffee shops and doctor's offices. Acting was my life. I was acting on set, and when I was not on set, I was still acting. Acting like I was happy. Acting like I wanted this. But when I walked into that restaurant, I knew instantly that everyone had seen through my act. They all turned to face me, 100 lips stopping mid-conversation, 100 pairs of eyes burning with judgment. I knew they were wondering why I was there, because I clearly didn't belong. I was a fraud, and I was pretty sure they all hated me. Instantly, my hands went numb. I turned to Ben, but when I attempted to speak, it was like that scene in Beetlejuice when Gina Davis suddenly has a metal plate slapped across her mouth. I couldn't breathe. I could feel the blood draining from my face. Ben turned to me, his eyebrows knitting in concern. What's happening? I can't they not air. At least that's what I tried to say. I turned to look for the door we had just walked through, but I couldn't find it. The ceiling was where the floor should have been. My field of vision narrowed like I was trying to peer down the wrong end of a telescope. Ben said, "Frigig sikkerskik." I thought it was a dick move for him to suddenly start speaking another language while I was in the process of dying. It then occurred to me that he was probably speaking English, but I was unable to process words anymore. I tensed up my quadriceps so tightly that they started to shake. My legs were about to give out, and all these cool people were going to see me fall to the floor on my unworthy face. It was sad that I was dying, but clearly it was inevitable because my heart couldn't withstand the pressure much longer. It would be oozing out of my low-cut tank top at any moment. I worried about my dogs. Who would take care of them after I died? It was good that Ben was there. He would tell my parents that I perished at that place with the basil foam. Then they would take care of my dogs. I hoped I'd mentioned that my little one was on joint medicine. Suddenly, someone turned on disco lights. They were red and white and flashing, but no one else seemed to notice them. They pierced my brain and made me want to throw up. Great. I was going to vomit on this lovely recycled bamboo flooring. I wondered how well bamboo cleans up. I was clearly going to die before I could clean it. Would Ben have to do it? Ben held my shoulder steady. They had gone numb too, but he looked scared. Was he scared for me or of me? He said something about a hospital. That was silly. I clearly wouldn't live long enough to make it to the hospital, not in L.A. traffic. I was embarrassed. I tried to say, I'm fine, because I didn't want him to be frightened that he was about to witness my death, but I'm not sure I really said anything. He put his arm around my waist, half-carried, half-dragged me out into the courtyard. I crumpled to the ground next to a ridiculously ornate fountain where wannabe actors threw pennies and wished for speaking parts. I looked up. The palm trees were glowing capes. Why did trees need capes? Breathe, Lisa. Look at me. Breathe. Ben crouched in front of me, his forehead pressed to my forehead. His breath smelled like pretzels. I looked back up at the palm trees and watched their capes separate into a million individual twinkling string lights. Are you with me? I remembered how to breathe in and out, one after the other. I looked down at my hands, which were tightly clenched, but didn't seem connected to my brain. I didn't feel like I was actually inhabiting my body, but rather existing somewhere up and to the left a little. Ben followed my gaze and gently pried my fists open, massaged my hands. The joints ached as feeling returned. Four little half-moon shapes marched across my palms. I stared at them, wondering what they were until I realized my fingernails had left their mark. I started to sob with humiliation and fear and sadness that I was this out of control. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There was nothing else to say. I'm so sorry. Ben slumped to the cement, littered with cigarette butts adorned with the trendiest fall lipstick colors. He stopped rubbing my hands only long enough to gently brush the hair out of my face. Then he took both my hands again and finally whispered, "Lise, what the fuck was that?" I knew exactly what it was. It was a thing that would happen to me literally hundreds of times between the ages of 11 and 38. It was something that haunted me, shamed me, and eventually it was something I came to understand. That was a panic attack. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.